Yes, we Catholic clergy have been living in the doghouse since the early 90s. We've been regarded as a toxic element in society, but now it's great because bankers and property developers and builders and many leading politicians are all there with us. So that lonely feeling has gone. In fact, if anything, it's getting a bit crowded.
Mm-hmm. And how do you find it there now?
It's great, actually, because you realise that people who have been blasting at us for so long are now experiencing what it's like. Mm-hmm. And there is a certain shocked and rather humble expression. And not a lot of the bluster that some of our politicians and some of our bankers are coming out with is based on the realisation that, like us clergy, they used to be the toast of society but aren't any longer. Mm-hmm. And it's a shock.
And what do you think it's saying about leadership and integrity?
There's a great lack of leadership of any sort in the country. So many of our politicians are dynastic politicians. They've inherited their seats from a father or a grandfather. They have a strong sense of entitlement. They're telling us constantly how hard they work and how they deserve all the financial and other perks that they get, and that they are very, very slow to let go of any of them. So it's somehow we are told that we're to blame for the present situation, which in fact our present government has created, and that we're stupid for not realising just how bad things are. This is normally said by somebody who's about to climb into a state car and be driven to a warm and comfortable house.
Well, if you were to make a similar, say, with the church, what would you say?
Well, see, that's gone because the church's voice is muted. The credibility of the church as an institution in Irish life has been very undermined, often through our own stupidity and our institutional arrogance. And the leadership role that we could be having at this time has been lost. So we have to take on a more apostolic role of saying what we think we should be done. And like the Bishop of Elphin this morning on the radio, asking for much greater sympathy for those who may be losing their homes and for much greater slowness in repossession.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of that is, of course, are we in danger of tarrying all those who are out there working and trying to rectify things with the sins of the leaders?
We are, and there's a huge amount of selflessness, there's a huge amount of goodness in public service. There are many politicians who give a vast amount of their time to looking after us, local and national. The difficulty is that their PR is often disastrous, and it's just the same way as the hard-working local priest or sister or lay Christian isn't going to get attention, but it's the person who makes an almighty mistake who, naturally enough, will draw the news hound. That's because that's how our society operates. Mm.
And we certainly do read about it in the newspapers and hear about it in the media. And we can see that people are very disillusioned at the moment. I mean, how can that be rectified, do you think?
By realising that we have to move beyond anger. The cynicism that is so prevalent in our country at the moment becomes eventually corrosive. We have to be aware of the different degrees of shock. Many young people have never experienced hard times, and suddenly they're being plunged into them. There is so much good that is still being done, but we are caught in anger because none of those who have led us into this situation and encouraged our worst habits have said sorry or admit that they made a mistake. So that we have somebody going on the radio recently and telling us that the bankers were heroes, that the Taoiseach looks permanently cross because maybe 2 weeks ago he said in one sentence in the Dáil that he's sorry that some of his policies led to the present situation. But that's it. Somehow you get the impression, A, that we're somehow to blame, and B, how dare we question their wisdom? It's very like the clergy of old.
Well, now, people obviously do want some form of retribution. And is saying sorry sufficient?
At least it's a start, because there's only so much that can be done. But again, saying sorry while flying in a government jet to God knows where is not perhaps the best way of doing it. There has to be a drastic change in lifestyle. We are faced with this. On St. Patrick's Day, will our Taoiseach be giving President Obama a shamrock in a Waterford crystal bowl representing a company which has collapsed? The symbolism of it is pretty dreadful, and I'm not sure that anybody has realised that yet.
Yeah. Now, to come back to church and the fact that, for example, it is now noted the falling numbers that have gone away from church, do you think that faith has suffered as a result of all of this, apart from the fact of church going having suffered?
It's not only, I think, faith has suffered because it has become peripheral in many people's lives. The hunger we have had has not been for God. It's been for more material possessions. Hard times are not good in driving people, if that is the word we use, back to the church. We don't want to see pews full of desperate people. What we do need is for all of us as a country to reassess our lifestyles so that in a situation, say, where the St. Vincent de Paul is working harder than ever, but a few years ago was so short of volunteers, there was advertising to try and get people. We have this position now where we can ask ourselves, what do I do with my time? How do I cope in a situation where I have an awful lot less money than I had 12 months ago? Who do I ask for help, or whom do I help? And those are all Christian responses. It's so in the background of a country that is still fundamentally Christian, we have to see solutions rather than being told that we all must have to cough up more money and that there's no light anywhere at the end of the tunnel.
When can you see the Donkhouse emptying?
Oh, not for a very long time. I mean, there are coming reports on child abuse in two Irish dioceses by clergy that are going to keep us in the doghouse for a very long time, and deservedly so, because it was administrative error and arrogance has brought that about. Our politicians, we need somehow to realign Irish political life. Our present political setup is stale. And so there's a great time for change, there's a great demand for change, and it'll be good if, despite all their own problems, those of us who are in the institutional church realise that and help to formulate it, knowing that, unlike previous generations, we're not expected to have all the answers.